section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League Podcast, Season 13, Episode number 6 and number 94 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by three amazing guests this week. We have the 2006 and the 2011 champion, KSL champion, Mr. Amazing, the 2018 KSL champion, Mr. Doug Hahn, and the 2002 champion, Mr. Brian Chatit. So let's get the results of week number 5. Aaron over Pate, Andy over Doug, Nanigate over Tybo, Kevin over Snyder, Brian over Hoofter, and Palmer over Oberg. What is the game of the week, Brian?
My game. I outscored the supposed divisional champion from, according to Yahoo, and I beat him by like 90 points, and I scored the highest amount of points so far in the league for the year. That's all.
All right. My game of the week was my game against Doug. So, Doug, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to go with my game of the week is going to be Tybo versus Nanigay. Both of those teams are getting right up there. Now they're both right next to each other, 6 and 7 in the ranks.
Nice. And Aaron?
I'm going to say mine and Dave's, even though we actually did not score nearly as well as we could have. But it actually did come down to the wire, and it really came up to whether or not Alfred Morris was going to perform, which luckily for me, he didn't.
All right, Aaron. So what is the total game of the week?
I'm actually going to say... Man, I'll say Brian and Hoofters. You know, Brian was stroking his ego there for a moment, which he has every right to do. But Brian really outscored Hoofter by a lot. And so, that doesn't make for an interesting game, in my opinion.
Now, do you think that it's kind of interesting that he blew me out the previous week and then this week he gets blown out?
Well, I know how much you like getting blown, Andy.
Well, yeah, I'd love getting blown. Not by dudes, though. So, Doug, what is... the Toilet Bowl game of the week.
Toilet Bowl game of the week is Aaron's game versus Pate. When you have two high-powered teams like that, you should have had somebody should at least score over 200 points. I mean, for God's sake, somebody score over 200 points. I mean, I felt like, until Washington got that one touchdown, I was like, wow, that's going to suck. I could have beat Aaron this week. And he won, and I lost.
Yes.
But you know what? I had a shitty week, so you know what? I take my loss in stride.
All right. So, Brian, what is the Toilet Bowl game of the week?
Oh, I'm going to give this one to Aaron and Dave.
Oh, you guys are jerks.
Hey, you won with like the second lowest score.
Third lowest. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. 0.03.
Man, if I would have played Hoofter this week, he would be on suicide watch right now.
All right. So, Aaron, who got passworded is tacoed.
I'm going with Oberg on this one. Dear God, Palmer's team had no business putting up that amount of points. And honestly, Phil Dawson getting 30 points, his freaking kicker, which, we changed the kicker points because obviously it was too high. But he had a 30 point performance for a kicker. So
I think in standard leagues, he got 22 points, if I'm correct.
Yeah, I mean, he kicked 250s, 230 to 39s and a 20 to 29. So, that's a 30 point performance. So I would say that Ober got passworded as tacoed.
All right, Brian, who got passworded as tacoed?
I'm going to kind of agree with that. But Palmer really has a lot better team than everybody thinks because he's got the best fantasy player in the league by far with luck. But I'm going to say the other part of it is my opponent, who I played, because he was supposed to win the division, hands down, according to Yahoo.
Doug, who got password is tacoed?
I got password is tacoed.
Yes, you did.
I should have destroyed you.
You should have, and I have no idea how I won. I am
well.
Still
I told
shocked.
You, my two running backs went out before halftime.
You know what the sad
my
part is?
My two starting running backs went out before halftime.
When you were beating me, I looked because I was like, oh, I'm not going to look. I'm going to look. And I looked at like a 12:45, something like that. I looked at it and I was like, fuck this. And I started cleaning, of all things. I cleaned the house. That's what I did, because I was like, I don't even want to pay attention to this. And Aaron kept sending me messages saying, you're going to win. I'm like, you said I was going to win when I played Boardman.
Well, that was your own fault, Andy.
And then the other thing is Cutler shows up, or, you know, that last drive, I was like, you know what? I have a chance now. Cutler's going to drive him down. He's going to score a touchdown. And that's going to give me the modifier with 300 yards and get me another touchdown. This is going to be great. And then instead of that, he fumbles the ball.
I thought John Shoup was calling the plays for a while in that game. Good Lord.
Yeah, screen left, screen right.
They'll never expect this. You know what they should do is do the split screens where you have a chance to either give it to your tight end or your running back.
Yeah.
But they're not doing those. And they did one in preseason. I remember it. And I was like, sweet. What are they going to do that?
Creativity. It doesn't go with right now.
You know, and the thing is, you could sit there and say, we could talk about the game for a while because I have so many gripes about it. But anyways, let's just move on to week number six. We have Andy taking over net. I'm sorry. Let's move on to week number six. See, I can't even think. Let's move on to week number six. We have Andy versus Nanigay, Tybo versus Snyder, Aaron versus Hoofter, Doug versus Palmer, Brian versus Kevin, Oberg versus Pate. Brian, what is going to be the game of the week?
Oh, this one's easy. This is easy. It's by far mine and Kevin's.
Yeah.
Explain.
Because we're both 4-1.
All right. Doug, what is the game of the week?
That's all.
No, I agree. That's all you can have is you have 2 4-1 teams going against each other. That's game of the week.
Are you guys going to place any bets?
No, but looking at the matchups, I've got a good chance here. He's got some players that got injured, and he's got some bad matchups.
Nice. So, Aaron, I heard you agreed, but what is going to be the Toad Bowl game of the week?
Toad Bowl game of the week. Ugh, let's take a look here. Really, it should be probably yours and Nanigay's, Andy, because of the 7th versus 10. But I'm going to say Tybo and Snyder's game is going to be the Toad Bowl game of the week. Right now, they're projected to get two of the lowest scores. And, I don't think that's going to be a really competitive game.
All right, Brian.
I agree. And they both do not always get to their expected. They always fall short.
All right, Doug, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's definitely got to be the Toilet Bowl because neither team is doing well this year. Surprisingly, Tybo has been able to pull out 3 wins. I don't know how, but you know what? It's going to be a low scoring game and it's just not going to be interesting to watch.
All right. So I actually agree as well with that game. So who's going to get password is tacoed, Aaron?
You know, I've been on Doug's bandwagon for a long time, so I'm not going to jump off Palmer this week. And you know, actually, I picked Palmer last week, so Palmer finally is going to get passworded as taco.
All right, Doug?
I agree. Palmer's going to get passworded as taco. Right now, they're not getting Matt Prater any points. He just got picked up by Detroit, so once they do, our game will be a lot closer.
All right, Brian?
Well, I'm not a believer, so I'm going to go Kevin, the chefs.
He's going to get password as tacoed?
Yes. He's been winning a lot the last 2 years. Yeah, he's going to lose this week. I'm going to make him go down to 4-2.
And so you're going to become first place is what you're saying.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about some KSL news. Is Doug out of it, Aaron?
Well, let's ask the source, why don't we?
All right, Doug.
Am I out of it? I want to say no, but at the same time, if I don't get my running backs within the next 2 weeks, yeah, I'm out of it. I'm done. There's no way you could come back from that kind of hit. You know, Boober got a good trade on me with getting Thomas and getting rid of Davis right before he finally took a crap for nothing. So I have no tight end. I have no running backs right now. I do have Eddie Lacy, but, you know, He's been a shoddy every once in a while, so we'll see if he can continue to do good. But as of right now, it just seems like everybody wants to have their best game against me, so it's going to be hard.
All right, Aaron, what are your thoughts?
I don't think that Doug is out of it because the way it looks right now, I mean, you know, he's 0-5, right? But 2 wins right now, you're in 7th, 8th place. So it's not a matter of him being out of it. Now, if he loses this week, then, you know, I think that at that point in time, it's, you know, he's going to be upsetting people, you know, not really making a run for the playoffs. But I don't think anyone's out of it yet. I think that it's going to be a pretty close race to the end.
Yeah, because like you said, Aaron, it's just a couple wins and you're back in it. Brian, what are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, he's definitely not out of it. What if he just decides to win the rest of them at 8-5?
Well, he can actually, if you remember, you can get in at 5-8.
I know.
So realistically, 5 wins and you're back in. And plus, here's the other thing that I guess we should be discussing. Bye weeks are going to be hell coming up here. Because remember, there's only two teams on bye last week. These next few weeks, there's going to be six teams on byes pretty much till week 12, if I'm correct. So it's going to be tough from here on out. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, but that also affects my team, too.
Well, yeah, but it also depends because some of the guys, like, for instance, with Palmer having Andrew Luck, when Andrew Luck is on his bye, who's his backup? Actually, I should have probably.
Yeah, but I'm not facing him, so it's going to be hard for me to beat him. You know, it's not about whether or not other people are going to get, you know, yeah, somebody else is going to get lucky and play Palmer when Andrew Luck's not in. That's not me. I need to get the wins in order to get to the playoffs. And that's, you know what, like I said, without Jennings or Ball, who really hasn't been doing too much for me anyway, with them being out, which I am happy about now reading that they are only out for Jennings is week to week, but he's definitely not going to probably play this week. But he gets to come back and he gets Dallas and then he has a bye. So I'm looking week 9 probably is when he'll be back to full health. Mate Ball being, you know, they're saying that it only might cost him 2 weeks. Now they've already had their bye. So you know what? And that's not even that bad for me because the 2 weeks that he's out, he's against the Jets, which has a good, great run defense, and San Francisco, which has a great defense. So him coming back, you know, I'm still not. I'll get him probably back at week 9 too, is what I'll think. But unfortunately, I think this is the easiest part of my schedule right now is the next couple weeks. It would have been great to have him.
Understandable.
During that time.
Yeah. Now, Aaron, you want to talk about something else?
Sure.
So Johnny, it says that Johnny will not win another game. Are they correct?
Yahoo says that. So Yahoo predictions say that Johnny is not going to win another game. Andy, do you think Johnny is not going to win another game?
I believe that Johnny will make the playoffs. I think that he's got some, he's pulled some out and I believe that he'll definitely make the playoffs this year. So I think Yahoo is wrong in this case. Brian, what are your thoughts?
Well, he's on the outside looking in, even though it is only week 6 coming up. He's on the outside looking in. He's going to have to score a little better, to make it in.
All right. So who's still available with in survival? Who's still there?
Yeah, actually, these two. Well, you know, actually, before we go into survival and pick-ems, I do have a question for you, Brian. You're 4-1. Which means that realistically, you only need to win about 2 more games and, you know, you're going to be in the playoffs. Do you think you're going to make the playoffs this year?
I'm going to break my 5 years in a row streak. It's done. I'm going to make it in and then I'm going to lose first round.
All right. Okay. So if you don't make it in, do we get to change your team name next year?
Shit. If I don't make it in, that's crazy talk. Has there ever been a 4-1 team not make it in?
I don't believe so.
Well, I could be the first.
Yeah, I don't believe. Well, no, actually, I take that back. I believe that there was one, and I believe it was Mike who did that. I believe. So you could be number 2.
No, I won't be because it's already been done. I'll end up doing something that somebody hasn't done. Like, I'll go 5-1 and not make it.
You know, actually, Joe almost did that last year when he went 5-0 and then lost a whole string of games. But he still made it in. Andy, let's talk Pick'ems news. We have the 3 Peters right now at 51 correct, 25 incorrect, which is actually Nanagay. Andy, you're 3 games behind him at 48. Yep. Then Brian's at 47. I'm at 45. Doug's at 43. Andy, is Nanagay running away with us?
Yeah, it's he's kind of pissing me off, but you know, whatever. I will say this is the one thing, because Nanagay did pretty good last year, if I'm correct.
He's actually won it the last 2 years in a row.
Right. So that's one thing. I'll give Dave credit. He is very good with that. I picked a couple upsets, but it's also, I think I picked Jacksonville to win this week, and I picked the Bears to win, and I picked someone else as well. Because Jacksonville's playing, I think, Tennessee. And I figured, hey, if Jacksonville's going to win, they got to beat Tennessee. But
if I didn't pick the Bears every single freaking week and I picked against them, I'd have three more points.
That is true. I completely agree. I mean, we all lost.
One more point.
Which is the game that everyone picked wrong? It was Detroit. Everyone got that one wrong.
That's what I picked in survival.
Oh, geez. So you got knocked out.
So we only have three people in survival, then, Doug being one of them.
Doug, yes, sir.
Who's your lock of the week?
Well, I don't have to say, Brian, don't take this now, but my lock of the week is Arizona this week.
Mm. Ooh.
Who is Arizona play?
They are playing Washington at Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
So although Washington did look good against Seattle, I just don't see it against Arizona. I like Arizona's defense, even though they keep getting hurt. But they're a strong team. And again, it's my cross-country travel. I'm not going to go with Tennessee because they are playing the Jacksonville Jaguars, even though that has been working for me so far. What are the other big ones? Are Denver, I've already picked. Seattle, I think I've already picked or used. Or no, I haven't used them against Dallas, but Dallas looks strong too.
So right now we have you, Nanagay, and Kevin left. And Nanagay is actually winning right now in pick'ems, league pick'ems, and he's still in survival. Do you think that Nanagay is actually going to be a triple crown winner this year?
It is possible. It is. And you know what? It is what it is. Of course, I keep losing in league pick'ems because I keep picking myself. You know, if I picked me, I would probably have five more wins.
So Nanagay is leading in that? I haven't even checked how I'm doing. Probably shitty.
No, you're actually second in that. Yep. Yeah, he's got 18.
You were 5-1 last week, Boober.
I'm sixth.
And then Doug and I Oberg's, tied at Oberg's killing it too.
Team.
Yeah.
He picked twice and he picked himself probably.
wait. So Brian's only picked. He's seven times.
Mm-hmm.
So he's 5-2. Come on, Brian, please.
I never think about picking those.
I already did it for the entire year.
Yeah, I did the same. And then I'll go and edit it.
Right. Yeah. All right. So anyone want to start a charity and then charge an orgy to the credit card? Anyone down for that? No?
No.
If it's for your little brother,
Adrian Peterson did it. Yeah. It's called My Little Brother. And what you do is just give money to me. And then I say I'm going to give money to my little brother. But with all my expenses, he's only going to get about 1% of it.
Yeah.
So just keep bringing the money in and then we'll charge an orgy to it.
Do you think that AP is going to play another down in the NFL this year?
This year, no. Nope.
AP's do you think done. He's going to play another down in the NFL in the next 2 years?
No, probably not.
I think he will. Vic did.
I can see him coming back next year.
I mean, realistically, if you beat a kid that way, you know, they may just give him probation, you know, because he's Adrian Peterson. You don't know how many kids he has. I mean, what is he up to, like nine now?
He actually has six. Yeah.
Six? The dude needs to wear a condom.
He claims six. Now, how many he actually has? I mean, because when he was asked how many kids he had, he avoided the question and says, I know how many I have.
So it's like nine.
Yeah, or 12 or 20.
Yeah, that's a lot of kids. Do you think he has herpes yet? Just curious. Aaron, you know, right?
Yeah, I love the herp.
You love the herp.
Yes.
I always wanted to call someone Valtrex because I always thought it'd be a cool insult. Just be like, what's up, Valtrex? But, you know, that's just me.
So I'm doing the, typing up the information for next week.
Week seven looks interesting.
Week seven, we're going to have, like, no matter what, no matter who wins or loses, actually, we're going to have a fight for the division with Brian versus Palmer. So,
ooh.
You know, it could be a 4-2 and you know what?
If I can get one win, I would be facing against Joe, who will probably be 1-5. So it would be a battle of the 1-5s.
11 versus number 12, right?
Yep.
That'll be game of the week, too.
Yep. Oh, man, Aaron, you're going to have a hard time in week number 7.
It kind of looks like that.
So at what point would it be funny? Because I want to change the channel on Johnny one of these days when he's watching the Bear game. I actually want to change it to, like, you know, like the logo channel or, I don't know, like...
We
Huh?
Change it to we.
Oh, or we, yeah, or Lifetime. At what point is that allowed? Because I've always wanted to do it, but I've never done it to them because, you know, Bears. At what point is it funny to actually change the channel on them?
You either do it at kickoff or if it's a blowout and during commercial.
Only during commercial.
No, what
though?
You do is you pull it up on your computer so you don't miss any of it. And right before like a pivotal kick or something, like the game winning kick, field goal.
Doug's evil.
Well, because I was thinking about doing it because I have a really funny picture of Johnny, and I could hook like my phone or my iPod up to it, and I could just have that picture on the screen instead. So like it could be a big kick that's going to happen, and then it comes up with a picture of Johnny
wearing a Cardinals hat.
Yes, we're wearing a Cardinals hat. Yes, there you go. He'll be wearing a Cardinals hat and say true Cardinal fan on or something like that.
You know how much he loves the Cards. So.
Yep, he loves the Cardinals. And aren't they in the playoffs right now?
Yeah, his favorite team is.
Wow. All right. So I think it's time to end the show.
Yeah, so, could you please put it out of its misery?
I got to thank 86 Productions and Section 86.
I still have never understood why.
Because fuck you. That's why. So Brian, do you have any last words?
You suck.
Go Bears.
Doug?
You suck still.
Aaron?
Well, Andy, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I'm the one behind the one, responsible for the one, and 4-1.
Owen. Owen who? Owen 1. All right. So for Brian Chatine, Doug Hahn, Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron. And we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Did you see I finally got the silver Camry thing?
Yeah. Congratulations on no lifing it up.
I know. And every day now I come down and refresh.
Andy, why didn't you say that to Doug? Why didn't you say knock, knock? Doug would have said, who's there? Mm-hmm. Owen. Owen who? Owen 5. So high.